You know, you're crying, you would get it.
But the front and back of the hand are mutually exclusive.
These sort of shiny, Tabana, Casori. Bananganzo, Casori. Bana, da, Gunzebe, da, Sluzane, Sheshitche. Sheshanche. Tearing, Shinji Tombas, the teaching it. Nigalo, Davi, da, Shilishan. Da, Cabot, Shilishan. Tearing, Shinji Tombe, Tombani, Sluzane. Da, Shilishan, Tearing, Shishan. Dari Chesim, Dari Renshim, Dari Shiluim, Dari Chesu. Just the Cheshire student in Oji. You know, Queen with the Chick Tantambe, Casa, Chick Totuchi, Loy Nedunda, Chick Tanishi, Loy Nedun to Gasha.
Somewhat similar to this, when one takes the eye, the conventionally existent eye as the basis or substratum, and posits its mode of subsistence, its emptiness of inherent existence, the emptiness of inherent existence is the nature or attribute or feature of that eye. It is just the eye, but the eye is found by a conventional valid cognizer, and its emptiness is found by an ultimate valid cognizer. Therefore, the two truths are one entity, but are, well, technically speaking, different reverses. What is the reason why what is the main reason why the eye
open phenomena
or some other phenomenon is empty? It is because it is a dependent arising. Now, dependent and independent are a dichotomy. When the one is refuted, the other one is established. For instance, human and non-human or not human. If one is established, the other is refuted. If one's refuted, the other is established. Ascertains when one determines with respect to a specific phenomenon whether it is dependent or independent. When one decides that it is dependent, then there is an emptiness of independence with it.
Oh, that didn't mean it.
That's emptiness.
Sasanga Tongbe Tongba in Bitujilia, Tabari, Saint Tuyundi, Yuni Tabari, Mother Man of Tamala.
Thus, when something is proved to be empty by the sign of its being a dependent arising, by the sign of its being dependent, it must exist because it's dependent.
For somebody
who's familiar with the reasoning, it would be possible to reflect on the emptiness that something is empty just because it exists. However, in most systems, that would make that the fact that it exists would mean that it inherently exists. Therefore, we use the reasoning of dependent arising. And through the reasoning of dependent arising, show by that because it's dependent, it can't be independent. This lack of dependence is its emptiness of dependence. Emptiness of independence.
Not clear. Some clear. Further question? Further question? Any further question? Do you have? Oh. Oh, that's something. Oh, yes. Interiors, Mata.
Shepherd and Chita Karasa, Nami Yashit and Chita Gubin, Yard Gubin, D. Jose Nur Prabhu, Taji Gubi or somewhere. D. Dezo, Shepherd Dezo Gunga, Shepherd Shindashi Nama Yores. You're asking if these factors that are transformed into the exalted types of minds,
right,
whether they exist in some other mind?
No, do they exist in the mind?
In the person, in the... Where would they be if they weren't with the person or the consciousness or the mind?
What I'm asking is that what we're speaking about? We're speaking about meditation. That you're aiming at transforming these inferior qualities into mirror-like wisdom and so on. Is that
what you're speaking about? Yeah, that's it.
Where would you place that transformation? And in transformation to kava chimera.
But is that this is the bodily, the body, and then there's the mental sheets, the mental aggregates. What you might say.
He really asked you how do the Dayan Buddhas work? How do they
Dayan Buddhas work? So how do
Dayan Buddhas, how they transform the consciousness? This is what he's asking.
What's the modus operandi? is there a modus operandi that they actually work through to effect this transformation? I mean, I know we speak about ourselves doing all these exercises and so on.
The five Jnani Buddhas of five Buddha lineages are explained in terms of the five aggregates. Assimilate with respect to the five afflictive emotions. And with respect to the five wisdoms in the ordinary state. So first of all, perhaps I should explain these in terms of the five constituents that are with a person earth, water, fire, wind, and space.
So that thing I think Tony, Darling Shangri.
And
Chengshiliya,
now these five then are the bases of purification. With respect to the five aggregates, although in the sutra system there's no aggregate of form in the formless realm, in the tantric system there are inner airs or winds which are present there, and since these are form, one can still explain that there are five aggregates.
Now,
we have a body, right? When one dies, this body doesn't go with one, but there is a new form aggregate, a subtler one. But if one speaks of the form aggregate without this division into the coarse and the subtle, thus one can speak of a beginningless and endless continuum of the form aggregate, this being within the context of not dividing it into the gross and subtle. The purification of the form aggregate is explained as Vairochana. Now, consciousness is divided into minds and mental factors. There are 51 mental factors. One of the groups is of the five omnipresent factors, and within that there's feeling. This is the feeling aggregate. The purification. The purified form of the form aggregate is the wisdom of equality and and Ratna Sambhava.
Yes.
Feeling. The purification of the aggregate of discriminations is Amitabha. Then the aggregate of compositional factors in its purified form is Amogha Siddhi. And then the purification of the aggregate of consciousness is Akshobhaya.
Main consciousness is Namshi.
The main mind. Main minds.
Purified form, do you speak of these
Dambayo arbe sabzi be.
But two dagdo yoga mendo, existing all the time.
Dadi. Dadi the sijim mendo. Sizan dadi nje ki kya ringa yonse pumbunga shesa di pumbunga rabya pumbunga da chay pumbunga yarde da pe chibje gan simbe ina chay pumbunga bdi gan samdeng jure.
The aggregates can be divided into grosser and subtler forms, and this topic of the five Gyani Buddhas or five Buddha lineages mainly comes to the subtler aggregates.
The
subtle aggregates have existed beginninglessly.
Are the subtle aggregates equivalent to the Dian Buddhis? Even the
These
five subtler aggregates will themselves turn into the five Dhyani Buddhas. They are now accompanied by defilement, and when the defilement is removed, these factors don't become any coarser or anything more subtle. Those five then become the five Dhyani Buddhas. So if you ask, are they there now? They are bound by faults.
So the thing is, Sanjay Kyan the Chabas Yon Sham means that Sanjay Marvahanda.
And because there couldn't be any Buddha which has a fault, they aren't Buddhas.
Fully enlightened, Chamberlain.
That they aren't fully enlightened now.
Buddha's hanging at Tarawa.
But that which is going to turn into the Buddhas is right there now.
Sandati Buddha seeds, Harry.
Therefore, they're Buddha seeds.
Delia Tishinin be Mingdari.
They're called the Buddha nature or the Tathagata essence.
Have you understood that? Tire Sam Dangar Sam
If you make this even smaller and just consider the mere factor of illumination and knowing, that itself is the mind that's going to turn into an omniscient consciousness. A Buddha's mind. It's that mind itself which will turn into it, not some other mind coming in from the outside.
In other words, if that Buddha nature you're saying is not inherent right now, it won't be imported from somewhere
else.
It exists there naturally. Because the very entity of this mere illumination and knowing of the mind, the very nature of it itself is not polluted by defilement.
The
defilements don't abide in the very nature or entity of the mind, this being its mere illumination and knowing quality. The very entity or the nature of the mind now is like that. Even when one generates afflictive emotions, the very entity or nature of the mind is still mere illumination and knowing. It is because of this that it's possible to remove the afflictive emotions.
How we
이 컨텐츠 유료할 수 없이 봐.
교단.
뭐지? 교단 컨텐츠 왜?
Removing insecurities. Five doctors,
Diane Rudy's have a part in that themselves. I mean, they themselves are pure in
themselves. Is there still some
link intermediary that catches this? 저거 전도 겨울이나 전다 겨울에서. 제가 지면
It's
suitable to think about there being Johnny Buddhas in an ordinary state with us now. Just as we speak of the three bodies of the ordinary state as being with us now. But you can't speak of fully developed Buddhas with all faults removed as with us now.
It's
like an example of dirtied water. When it's mixed up and dirtied, the very nature or entity of the water itself is not dirty. And it's because of this that when you let it sit still, the dirt will settle out, leaving just the pure water. It's like that. Now, how is it that the defilements are removed? They're not removed by something from the outside, and they're not removed by just leaving the mind alone. They're removed by meditative antidotes.
And
then, for instance, if you ask how are they removed, take the example of anger. The inner air on which an angry
there's
no anger that isn't impelled by improper thought.
그래서 주민이 지금 남도하고 말해봐 룽요 말이지.
There's no anger that is not affected by or polluted by improper conceptuality.
나는 그냥 나는 말하는 사람으로 룽 나뉘는 시대인자. 그거 사뇨는 콘도 사뇨는 시대인자네.
We are all people who have gotten angry a lot, right?
룽 나한테 그도데 룽 랑세 미디 근데 시작도 와 놀이야.
And at the time when one is angry and you're angry at someone. What is that person, what is that object like, the person like? How does it appear to your mind and how are you apprehending
it?
That person appears to be independent and one is conceiving it and apprehending the person to be
something really solid. Forceful, something like that. Appear like that.
And your own self at the same time feels
like that. So, Nishan Logata, Tagi understand, Denzin Shaya, that Nishan Log, Nishan Log, Yuji, Renshin, Yabachi, Nan, Renshin, Tubber, Sambar, Chishadin, so, yeah, Sambar, Chained, Nishan Log, and Shukya Tadio.
Thus, the object at that time appears to exist concretely, and the subject appears to exist concretely. There's a lot of force in that.
But
as I was saying earlier, things don't exist in this concrete way.
That the Renshin Meba, the Kutzeg Shukshir Tombe Tsugi, Kondo Sang, Lu Shiro Meb Chang.
So, as much as you see this absence of inherent existence, so much does this lessen the your conception of inherent existence and its assistance to anger. The sign that at the time of desire or hatred, we're superimposing on the object a goodness or badness beyond what is actually there, is that afterwards when we think about the object, it just seems laughable that we were considering the object that way. Thus, this kind of a consciousness does not have any a valid cognizer as its support. It doesn't have any valid support. But because the mind which searches to find whether an object inherently exists or not finds its non-inherent existence due to valid reasoning, that kind of a consciousness does have a valid foundation.
That Timgang to Nashiri, Jumze Yungen, Dida, Jumze Megangi, Namdo Teda, Jumze Yere, Samanibuti, that was Savajuri. Savajuri Zane, and Yusin, Gardin Samanenti, Losu Sun Rajda, Gardin Sama Yagenti, Migwachilamini, Tuchik to Kuninumdo, Jutu Yamarita, Migwachilamini, Tuchik to Jumatu Chilla, that Chig Succession and Chig Susundu.
It's like a debate in court. The one having a reasoned and true basis and the other one not having a reasoned and true basis. When these two debate, eventually the one overpowers the other. With respect to one's mind, it is impossible simultaneously to apprehend a thing one way and the opposite way at the same time. Therefore, with respect to one object, therefore, as you get used to understanding the non-inherent existence of objects, that lessens the opportunity of the generation of the opposite. And to generate such wisdom, we engage in meditation comes for the sake of generating such wisdom. Such wisdom.
Wisdom tadeng aranzu lotti shan nyoba minwa and pet chudu masune pet kal switch scatter chedwa.
The kind of mind that we have now, even wise mind, is quite scattered, right?
That the pet and gasore hydro nation ko that is channelized in force mo.
Do you need to make a channel? You need to channelize it. You need to make a
making kasota, right?
Just me. Duct.
Waterway.
When you bring together the waters and channelize them, then you're able to use them to run a hydroelectric plant.
Similarly, you
create
see.
Create great force.
That way, you see, because the present mind condition is something very scattered. So no force. Now, through meditation, samadhi, you channelize your mind, something forceful, then utilize in the wisdom field. That is the way.
Does that answer your question with respect to...
Sanjay Shannon is so sad.
You said don't let that since all the substances for enlightenment exist in oneself, one shouldn't look for them outside, from somewhere else. We say that.
Now,
with respect to the purification of an afflictive emotion, take hatred, and it is in terms of this mere entity of illumination and knowing that an angry consciousness is purified into a kshobhya. It is in terms of the mere entity of illumination and knowing of an angry consciousness that angry consciousness is purified into a kshobhya.
And
as I was saying earlier, even when one generates an afflictive emotion, that afflictive emotion doesn't pollute the mere illumination and knowing nature of the mind. Now, the afflictive emotion of hatred itself is a consciousness. But because it is a consciousness, it has an entity or nature which is of mere illumination and cognition or knowing, and it has that nevertheless, even though it conceives its object in a backwards manner, in an incorrect manner.
Is that apparent illumination the same as the
deep active illumination?
Are they related?
If you think that the effect of something exists because its cause is there, then you would run the fault that Dhammakirti showed, which would be that on the top of a single blade of grass, there would be 100
elephants.
Because there are there could be a bug on the top of the point of on the grass, on that piece of grass that has in its mental continuum a karma which is such that it'll be born as an elephant for 100 times. So you should think about this. So then in our continuums now there would be elephants and Jnani Buddhas and everything.
You see the seed is there. Now of course you see then gyawa ringe seed da ben lanje gyawa gyawa seed ni bitu khagar ba lanje sa de lubur gi lej chongjir ba.
The seeds of the five Jnani Buddhas and the seeds of the elephants are different in that the seeds of the elephants are karmas that are adventitiously accumulated, whereas the seeds of the Jnani Buddhas are there anyway. They're naturally, innately.
Yes.
I think
it's just
the word you use. You spoke about consciousness and
consciousness.
Are you distinguishing that from mind? And the way you speak about mind and
power? I don't know about the English.
I don't know.
You used the word this inherent illuminating consciousness in spoken with respect to the Aztecs.
I didn't say inherent.
No, not it. You said mere illumination.
Oh. Mere illumination.
I don't know.
We'll talk later. We'll talk later.
So the translation, at this moment, you see, the translation. See, kanda dirushwa, kanda chik definite chik anda sujurwa. Tas din order re, titi.
We haven't arrived at a definite system of translation. This creates some problems.
No, I know in question, but this might depend on the translation.
Yes. Yes, okay. True.
I like it.
He says,
I like the fact that
you are thinking seriously and putting a serious question. Very good. Then, I think, 420 now. Oh, all right. Most welcome.
I'll stay away from the philosophical. The movie that they showed is very interesting. There's one where you have the bowl, you know, the one with the rocks, the mandala, where you put those, you have to build the universal mandala with the shells or rocks.
Mm. Mm. Sure. And the Houston Smith team, the film team. Which one?
BBC.
BBC, right?
BBC, the new Shinji Dwight.
Oh?
I
haven't seen, but in any case, the schedule. Yes. Mandala. Yes. Yes. Right. Yes. Yes, now I understand.
Oh, okay.
Yes, then.
Could you tell me how it was related? We call that a mandala.
Yes.
You said something about the significance of it.
That's the decay of money. Nazu Zambuling and Lily in Sigore. That's the check him to Usha. That's under Mende, Karsigor Slumna, under Mende, the Sususunam Sayal Tandaria, Tabu Sumo, the Mosum or Tamjalo.
The offering of mandalas for the sake of accumulating merit, and we do it in the form of what you say, offering all external and internal things, and it's done in accordance with an explanation of the external shape. What one is doing is offering the whole of the world. What is held by owners and those things that don't have owners too.
The word mandala, why do you call it mandala?
Mandala in general means that which holds or takes the essence or the center. I think in this case it's probably called a mandala because it contains all of the world, the principal continents and the smaller continents.
Mandel tanda mangu shal jugyare. Tanda mangu snimdo kab mangu jugyare. Kingo mandel. Da pena kasore. Mandel sadi kingo sadi bata. Chazanga pena kasa. Chisam. TV kingo. Samdeng kingo. Lelang kingo. Ene tandam chanju gusen kingo. Kuzu chanju gusen kingo. Tindi shayngo.
There are many different meanings to the term mandala according to the context. and there's a painted mandala.
삼등의 징골.
A mandala of meditation.
등등의 징골.
One of made out of powdered sand.
그것은 선조의 성구 징골.
A mandala of the conventional mind of enlightenment.
다른 선조의 성구 징골.
Mandala of the ultimate mind of enlightenment.
자 대탐지하러 닝부 렌실 대래 닝부 렌 주잖아 대냠린체제 대래 닝부함 견실 링기업에 주잖아 긴고스라고
Because one can extract a meaning from each of these through practicing them, they're all called mandalas.
That's what you said, like the essence of all these meanings,
what relates to them. 当然，这 经过呢， 提下来 지금， 经过 提下来 지금， 这 经过 是来， 做， 这 人们拿着， 把这 也来 签订， 拍摄 经过， 已经买了生意， 带来呀。
Although we might call these pictures and constructed things mandalas, the main meaning is oneself to enter into the mandala and receive blessing. Because one is gaining a blessing and developing realizations, this is called an extracting or taking up of the essence. And then with regard to Kala Chakra, there's external mandala, internal mandala, and
Kala.
Did I say Kala Chakra? External Kala Chakra and internal Kala Chakra
and other Kala Chakra.
Because then one Kala Chakra mandala will symbolize these three. There come to be many explanations, including and thus with the external one, for instance, there'll be the description of the planets, the houses, and so forth. It symbolizes these external ones. And internally, it symbolizes the various physical factors and inner airs and so forth. The sun and moon deities in the Buddhist way are second class deities. Even if the question was very small,
answer does not require it.
It needs a long answer.
I would like to say,
it's necessary to make a division of the three realms. Desire, form, and formless realms. In the formless realm, there's just societies of gods. There are four in the formless realm and 17 in the form realm.
Da deva kambalya dala devel hada da devel devel hai tezenchik da da milso ko ten wo me tezenchik niche.
them within the desire realm, there are two types, one that is of God's and one that is not of God's.
That
with respect to the gods, there are six types within the desire.